right? 21st?
Yes.
First or second? Welcome, everybody, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour on this May 21st, 2020. Tonight, we're going to talk about the topic that if you are a cryptocurrency investor, user, or exchange, are you required to file and pay income tax? And should you be 1099 as an investor user? And if you are exchange or a platform that allows people to use cryptocurrency, are you supposed to 1099 people who use your platform or your exchange to conduct cryptocurrency transactions? That answer will be answered to tonight, and I'll tell you this right now. You don't have to put up with the deception and the robbery and slavery of the IRS. You all will be free tonight. You will see for yourself how you don't have to follow all this nonsense that the IRS has you believing you got to do. And before I go on, I want to thank my good friend, Jeff Berwick of Anarchapulco, who I met at Anarchapulco 2020 just a few months ago, and had the honor and pleasure of speaking at his event, and who turned me on to you guys. It's based upon his request and his honor of Jeff Berwick that I'm going to give you this presentation tonight on this topic as a gift to all of you guys. And if you see, by the way, he is Jeff Berwick's on YouTube. His channel called The Anarchast. Check out his YouTube channel, The Anarchast. Also, Jeff Berwick has the Dollar Vigilante also as well. Another great place for you to get information about freedom that, you know, from a practical angle point of view, Jeff does a good job of trying to help educate you guys about freedom. So let's get going, folks. I'm going to show you guys with the law. Now, in my opinion, not what some accountant or some bookkeeper or certified public accountant or even tax lawyer or even a judge says. No. We're going to go only by what the actual text of laws say by Congress. And they've been interpreted by the United States Treasury Department and the U.S. Supreme Court. That's it. We're going to go to no lower authority than those to show you that you're free, my friends. You did not become a cryptocurrency investor, a user, or an exchange to turn around and become a slave. Give up your privacy. Have you snitched on with a 1099 form that you have to report all to the IRS type of nonsense. That's what they want you to believe. It's not so. So we're going to go and look up some federal laws for ourselves to clarify things in a very simple manner. Let's go to my screen. We're going to start first from a U.S. Supreme Court case of Meese versus Keene. And you can do it yourself, folks, all of this. Don't use Google. That's the enemy spy on you. Go use DuckDuckGo.com like I do. Meese space V period space Keene, K-E-E-N-E. And hit search. Okay, you can do it on your own. And the case will come up. And put your mouse on it, open that link in a new tab like I've done here already. Bam, there it is. You see this, a 1987 U.S. Supreme Court case. Here's the syllabus or summary of the case. We're going to go at the bottom to the case here, right here, to the case, you know. Click on that, and when you do that, it's going to bring you to the case, okay, of Meese versus Keene, the whole. Now we're going to go scroll down to a particular page. On page 484, a particular language in this case. What does it say? It says, it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, that means some term or word or phrase which has been defined in law, statutes, laws, something defined in laws, statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meanings of that term. That's obvious. We all know that, right? I mean, that's Planes.com. Something defines, something includes this. It does not include everything else that's not included in there, right? Pretty obvious. Well, let's continue. The Supreme Court also reminds us that as judges, also as people, it is our duty to construe or understand or interpret legislation or laws as it is written, not as it might be read by a layman, an average person off the street, or as it might be understood by someone who has not even read it. Like you read the law for the first time, right? So we got some basics done. Let's go on. We're going to look up laws, right? Federal laws are put together in a set of books called the United States Code, USC for short. There's 54 of these categories or titles of federal law. Okay, we're going to look them up online right now. They're published now publicly, thanks to the internet, for everyone to read right now. It used to be you had to go to a law library, look up the law books. Look, put the, show them the law books behind me, guys. Zoom out. Show, look at them behind me, folks. You have to find law books, open them up, find the right page, copy it, take it home, and then come back another time and do it for the research. This is the Torah of the Code. The entire federal tax laws, the whole thing, in toilet paper thin paper. You hear that? Yes. Tiny font. Complex. Well, I'm going to get to the key part of this book and show you how we have been deceived and how you can be free, my friends. So, you never seen the law? Don't read it for what you think it is. Read it for what it says. That's what we got to go by. So let's go back now. We're going to go on and look up the federal laws, okay, on the internet. But before we get to that, I'm going to get to this thing called typing in your search engine, am I required to file a 1099 form? Just type it in. Am I required to file 1099, okay? And when you search that, the answer comes from the IRS. The IRS's opinion is right here. So open that link in a new tab, and bingo, this is a page from the IRS's own website about this issue. Are you required to fill out a form 1099? I'm going to zoom in on this a little bit more, right? There it is. IRS at on the top left, you see their symbol and their name of it's really Satan. That's what IRS stands for. Okay? So we go down about this issue. What does it say about 1099? It says, if as part of your trade or business, that's the key word, your trade or business, you made any of the following types of payments, use the link to be directed to information and find the appropriate information return. Right? Here it is. Payments in the course of your trade or business. The key term is trade or business of you. Here is 1099 miscellaneous, MISC, right? The mission that are there, 1099 INT, 1099 DIV, right? For interest dividends, 1099 R, 1099 K, let's go down, all these 1098, 1099 S, all these things, they're all there. But the key is what? The key to the whole thing is, are you involved in a trade or business? Involved in your trade and your business. And you're thinking, well, I'm involved in my business of being a currency, a cryptocurrency investor. It's kind of a trade, business, activity, making money. So Coinbase and all these cryptocurrency platform exchanges are supposed to 1099 me, right? Well, let's go look at the law, like I said now, from the website of U.S. House of Representatives website. The official source published by the lawyers of the U.S. House of Representatives, okay? We're going to go right now online and search. All you got to do, like me, is type in on your search engine, 26 space, USC space. Answer will come up OLRC home, over that link in the new tab. And what does OALRC stand for? There it is, folks. Okay? It's from the U.S. on the top left. Look at this symbol. U.S. House of Representatives, Office of Law Revision Council, United States Code. That's what OLRC stands for. Office of Law Revision Council of the U.S. House of Representatives. And here they tell you, these lawyers of Congress, the United States Code is a consolidation and codification, which means categorization by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. Okay, very good. And it does remind you, it is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives, right? So you go down, you scroll, you see these categories, Title I, Title II, Title III. Look at this, folks. Title VII on agriculture. Title X is on armed forces, right? Title 13, census, right? You go down, look at Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, see? So you can search them this way, or I prefer to search them by doing it this way. You can do it just like me. Type in 26 space, USC space, 7701house.gov. You're going to look up now. Section 7701 within the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26. So basically within this thick book of mine online, you're going to find Section 7701 someplace toward the end, okay, on your smartphone or your personal computer, okay? So here it is. I got the answer for you already pulled up here. 701 definitions. This chapter 79 is on definitions, okay? Because it says definitions. When used in this title, what title? The Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, right? And in this title, they define everything like the term person shall be construed to mean this stuff. They define all kind of stuff. They define partnership or partner, corporation, right, domestic. I mean, they define all this most basics. That doesn't need defining, but they do. They want to make sure you get exact specific definition as they intend to. So let's look up that definition of the United States and states in here, right? So we're going to go, folks, here, and I got it out here. Let's go back. I'm going to go down further. Look, United States and states are defined, right? Let's read them together, okay? Here it is. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, that's the only sense we care about. The land that it applies to, what land mass does it apply to? The United States, right? People in what area of land, right? It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Isn't that funny? They list a teeny little District of Columbia that they don't mention any of the 50 states, California, New York, not there. It must be listed in definition of states, right? Well, let's take a look together. Because the term state is also defined. The term state shall be construed to include they mentioned the District of Columbia again. Not necessary, but they did. Wow. Where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Wow. Look at that. We do need to have a proper construction understanding of this title. But there it is. The state is also Washington, D.C. Wow. Hard to believe, isn't it? The United States and state mean only D.C. That's it, Washington, D.C. And you're thinking, how can this be? No. We have income tax in the whole 50 states in America. But the law is what it says. Let me remind you what the Supreme Court said in a case of Meese versus King, right? Remember, the Supreme Court has told us it is axiomatic or obvious that the statutory definition and laws of the term excludes unstated meanings of the term, right? There it is, folks. So when the 50 states are not listed, they're not there. And the Internal Revenue Code, and that's titled this book, unless certain chapters or subparts use different definitions, which they can't, but for overwhelming majority of it, the 50 states are not included. Right? And again, the Supreme Court reminds us, as judges and as people, it's our duty to construe or understand legislation or laws as it is written. As it is written, not as it might be read by a layman like us. Okay? So, we're going to do what the Supreme Court says and follow this. Okay? So that's where things are at. Now, let me tell you, there's more to this thing. Watch. Okay? We're going to go right now, follow this little search that we've done here a little bit further, folks. We're going to go down to term trader business. Remember, the IRS, they talk about you got to make you pay 1099 somebody. What? If as a part of your trader business, you make any of the following types of payments. As a part of, what is the keyword? Your trade or business. Well, what does trader business mean? Here it is. You know, you see this for ourselves. Oh, here we go. Yep. Trader business. This is under also section 7701. Okay, on definitions, we're going to go down to 826, folks. Here it is on 826. Look at that. Huh. The term trade or business includes the performance of functions of a public office. Wow. Wow. Someone who's a politician. Right? A judge, a bureaucrat, they perform the functions of a public office. It is them that they got 1099. Yes, a politician, they pay somebody else, they got 1099 a person. A judge or a bureaucrat, they pay somebody else, they got to do that. They're the ones that got 1099 other people. Nice thinking, oh, come on, it's got to be in there. Obviously, it includes anybody that's like me. That's investor and a crypto investor or exchange. I'm in business, in my trader business. It must apply to me, right? It's got to be there because that's my accountant, CPA tax lawyer told me that. Let's go to another use of the court case talking about taxing things by implication. Because the U.S. Supreme Court says, not allowed. There is no tax by implying that what it means there. No such thing. Let's go together. We're going to look up another Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould. G-O-U-L-D. Here we go. We search it, and it comes up. I already have it open for you guys. Gould versus Gould, 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case, here it comes up, syllabus of summary, we have the case, the full case coming up on the next tab, here it is folks, Gould versus Gould, the whole opinion now, we're going to go down, read the relevant language in this case, in Gould versus Gould, there it is, what does it say, in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, meaning laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. So in understanding laws, imposing taxes, it is the established rule, well-known rule, not to extend their provisions. What? Provisions or parts of tax laws by implication, by implying. Got it? There is no such thing as taxing by implying. It's got to be there. Because everybody else does it. Doesn't matter. Everybody else does it illegally, falls off the cliff. You must stay up high and follow the law as written. because that's what we'll show you now further. Okay? There's no, not to extend the tax laws beyond implication, beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the language clearly shows or says, or to enlarge the operation of the tax laws, to enlarge the tax laws so as to embrace or include matters not specifically pointed out, something not specifically listed as being taxed, person, activity, or thing not taxed, it is not specifically there, listed, it's not taxed. Because a part of tax is a part of destroy. If they can take 1% of your money, they can take 99% of your money. Or all of it. 100%. It's a part of destroy. For that reason, it's got to be very clear, specific, and narrowly interpreted. Well-known rule of law. Right? You still have doubts, my friend? Let's follow along with this with the U.S. Supreme Court once again. Because the Supreme Court says that in case of doubt, they, meaning the tax laws, are construed or understood, interpreted most strongly against the government's power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being tax. Bam. There it is, folks. Any doubt goes against the government's power of tax. They don't have it. So you're not sure? You think I'm not sure? You got to go against the government. The words mean what they say. They don't show that you perform the function of public office as a crypto investor, as a crypto user, as a crypto platform, exchange, play kind of a place like Coinbase. Doesn't apply to you. So why is Coinbase sending all its 1099s to the IRS? They need to stop. Because they're breaking the law. Because they're sending forms about people that does not apply to them. Okay? So, folks, there are several Supreme Court decisions listed afterwards about this well-established rule. Okay? We're not going to get into these things at all. Okay? We don't need to go there at all. Okay? All right. Let's continue with our research now. Now, we're going to go look up section of the law, okay, a little bit of laws. We're going to go look up these IRS code sections. I already got some open for you guys. Same search method I showed you before, okay? You can do it yourself. Let's go look up Title 26, USC Section 1, tax imposed, right? Here it is, tax on individuals. Well, what does it say? This is one of the government lawyers. And accountants always point to you to that you owe the income tax, tax imposed. Okay? There's hereby imposed that on the taxable individual income of every married individual, blah, 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 blah. What's the key term? Individual. Right? Okay, spouse of the individual. See? All the stuff. Okay? So that's the key word. Who's individual, folks? Okay? Here it is. Every individual, again, you see that word. Taxable income of every individual. Right? So, thinking, well, I'm an individual. The accountants are right. Tax lawyers are right. I got to pay income tax. This is a law for it, right? Well, hold on. Hold your horses. Federal laws, also Congress allows the executive branch to make right regulations about them. What does regulation mean? That means that here's a law, the skeleton. They allow the finer details of it to be written by the executive branch agency like the U.S. Treasury Department, the IRS. So here's the Internal Revenue Code, right? The regulations about this are three times as thick as this, okay? So that's how they interpret the law to properly execute the law. To me, it's an unconstitutional delegation of lawmaking power to the executive branch, but the Supreme Court has allowed it, so It is what it is. We're going to live with it, okay? So we're going to look up the regulation on this Section 1, okay, together. Okay, I'm going to watch this now. Okay, when they go online, look up 26 space CFR, okay, space 1.1-1. CFR does not stand for the hated Council on Foreign Relations. No, 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 no. It stands for the Code of Federal Regulations. Code of Federal Regulations are the regulations made by the executive branch agency. 26 CFR is the Title 26, the tax laws, regulations. And the 1.1 is the regulations of Section 1 of the United States Code we talked about earlier. Let's look further on this. So we do that search. Here comes up the answer at the next screen. It comes up. Open that link in the new tab. Here it is. Here it is, folks. 26 CFR 1.1 income tax on individuals. Nice, nice, nice. Okay, let's see what it says. Section 1 of the code. Look at that. Just what we were talking about. Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax. Very clear language. On the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. Woo! That key word. Citizen or resident of the United States, which means citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. Yep. Folks, they don't mince words. They don't make this complicated laws with tiny fonts for it to be ignored. All these definitions are cleverly written for a reason. Folks, if you go further down the section, you know, you're going to read about it. It's all, you can do that at home. Imposed on people who are from D.C., who live there, or live there but are doing business outside D.C., or foreigners who are doing business in D.C. Anything connected with D.C., because United States means D.C. Okay? Let's go a little further down some of our research, have some fun. We're going to look up this other law, 26 U.S.C. section 6012, House.gov, right? We search that. Here comes the answer. Persons required to make returns of income. Open that link and a new tab. And we get this. Ah, here it is. Persons required to make returns of income. So you think, as a crypto investor user exchange, I'm supposed to also file and pay income tax, right? Wrong. You don't. And I'll show you. You are not required to pay income tax unless you're from D.C., Washington, D.C. I have something connected to Washington, D.C. Okay. How about file a return, 1040 income tax return for that year? Let's look at that a little closely. So this law says in A, returns with respect to income taxes on the subtitle A shall be made by the following. Who got to file that tax return? Every individual having for the taxable year gross income. Every individual. That's right, folks. Every individual. Of course, Section 1 imposes a tax on individuals who are from, that's right, they are from Washington, D.C. I have something connected to Washington, D.C. See, that's why the definition of trader business is someone performing functions of public office from Washington, D.C., not the county government, not the city government, not the state government, no, federal government public office. Okay, we're going to go further about this research, have some fun, see how deep the rabbit hole of the matrix gets, folks. Let's go. We're going to look up right now the regulations for Section 6012, 26 CFR 301.6012, okay? 301, you got, when you look at the procedures, this is a procedural law, you got to put 301 in front of it. That's all it is. So 26 page CFR space 301, 6012. Okay, let's go to that. You search that, and the answer comes up over that link in a new tab. And when you do that, bingo, there it is. Individuals required to make returns of income. Section 1 of was who the tax is imposed on who? The tax was imposed on the income of anybody who's from Washington, D.C., United States. That was the individual. And here, individuals required to make return of income. You'll see it will be D.C. as well, my friends. Look. And let's read it together, okay? So here it is, A1 in general, right? What is individual, citizen, or resident, okay? An income tax return must be filed by every individual for each taxable year, okay? Now, so, and who is individual? Well, it says right there. If such an individual, who's the individual, from Japan, France, Germany, England? No. If that individual is a citizen of the United States, whether residing at home or abroad, which means what? Citizen of Washington, D.C., right? And here we go. Or that person also could be a resident of the United States, Washington, D.C., even though not a citizen, right? That means somebody who lives in D.C., but is not a, he's a maybe from France or England. You know, they're visiting. They're working there for D.C. for some reason, for some congressman or bureaucrat or judge. Doesn't matter. He resides in D.C., even though he's not a citizen of Washington, D.C., right? Let's go back. Or look at that, an alien, foreigner, bona fide resident of Puerto Rico. Maybe someone from Puerto Rico, right, who is in New Washington, D.C., or any Section 931, possession of the United States, okay? That's possession of the United States, folks, okay? Yeah, that's what they're talking about. So that's okay. California, Florida, New York, the 50 states are not a possession of the United States, well, states of the Union, right? So here we go, folks. There you see for yourself. Again, the requirement to file an income tax return does not apply to people in the 50 states. It does not. So we're going to go a little bit further about this word because you're having fun, right? Because I'm going to get your questions in just a minute. Hang in there with your questions, okay? Let's go look up a little bit more in definitions. Okay, let's go look up section 7701 definitions one more time. Open that link in a new tab. And this time let's go down. Look at the term in A30, 7701 A30, United States person. You're going to see this word in the law a lot. The term United States person means citizen or resident of the United States. Oh, wow. Look at that. And folks, a domestic partnership, a domestic corporation. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say something. Is your crypto exchange a corporation? A limited liability company? Where is it headquartered out of? Based out of Delaware, California, New York, or Washington, D.C.? Well, if it's from D.C., that corporation has to follow up income tax. If it's not, it doesn't. Why? Let's look at that. Check this out, folks. Okay, this is Section 830. Let's go back in the very beginning, the definitions, right? Corporation includes associations, joint stock companies, and insurance companies. Fine. But look at that. Domestic, the term domestic. When applied to a corporation or partnership means created or organized in the United States, in Washington, D.C. or under the laws of the United States, Washington, D.C., or of any state, Washington, D.C. How about that? So even the corporations, folks, your crypto corporation and platform exchange, unless you are created or organized in Washington, D.C., which I bet you none of you are, you're not supposed to file and pay income tax on your corporate income either. Wow. Folks, this is the first time publicly I announced it. The corporations don't have to file income tax either. Technically, as a matter of law, as you can see for yourself, Walmart, based out of Arkansas, as a domestic corporation, doesn't have to file income tax either. Well, let's go back to definitions one more. To go back to A30, right? Let's go down a little bit more. What we were talking about, U.S. person, right? United States person means, right? A citizen or resident of the United States, a domestic partnership, a domestic corporation, okay? And you thought the word domestic meant in the 50 states, didn't you? No. The word domestic is not the 50 states. I know I've taken a lot of you for a loop. Quite shocking. Amazing. Some of you still say, come on, Payman. It cannot be. 50 states got to be in there. Well, I'll show you. Congress can include, and if it wants to, will list 50 states in definitions when they want to, when they can. I'll give you an example. Okay? Let's go online, folks. This is something we're going to look up together, folks. You can do it yourself. Put 26 space USC 4612. Okay? House.gov. Okay? You can do it just like me. Here it is. Open that link in a new tab. And this is also an Internal Revenue Code taxes definition and special rules, right? This is Chapter 38 on environmental taxes, tax on petroleum. Let's go down and we'll see it has special definitions because it says for the purposes of this subchapter. What subchapter? Subchapter A, tax on petroleum, right? So on this subchapter, they define all kind of basic stuff. Like, look at this, you know, the term petroleum product includes crude oil. Well, duh, but they include it. They define crude oil, includes crude oil, condensate, and natural gasoline. Fine. However, let's go down. Look at the United States definition. Because here, the term United States means the 50 states. Wow, look at that, folks. The 50 states is there. Congress, when it wants to, when it can, does impose tax in the 50 states and lists the 50 states as a geographical jurisdiction, land mass, where the tax applies. Like an oil and petroleum. Furthermore, here, the tax also includes not only the District of Columbia, but also the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico is specifically mentioned. So is any possession of the United States. And the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, right? How many of you have even heard of such a place? Almost none of you, right? And the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. What? Who heard about the Trust Territory of Pacific Islands? Was that included in the previous definition of the code? The Trust Territory of Pacific Islands in the previous definition of the United States? No. Neither is Puerto Rico. Neither was Northern Mariana Islands. No different than the 50 states that were not included previously in 77701A9 and 10, which is in this title. Okay? Remember to refresh you, that's one definition, right? And your definition of state, United States and states is this one, right? Look at this. Now, states and is only states and District of Columbia. State is also defined as being District of Columbia, right? So the whole thing, folks, clearly it was intended to apply to District of Columbia, right? The tax that they have on individuals in D.C., D.C. related, whereas here, tax on oil applies to the 50 states and a bunch of territories. So, my friends, I just showed you the law is written by Congress of the United States, by the standards laid by the U.S. Supreme Court. So it doesn't matter what your CPA says, your tax law lawyer says, or some IRS agent on the telephone or by letter says. I mean, who makes law in this country? Is it the accountants and CPAs? Tax lawyers? No. Is it some IRS person, employee on the telephone, 800 number you call them? No. Some IRS agent at your home? Office? No. How about a letter from the IRS? Is that law? No. How about some judge or government lawyer? Do they make the law in America? No. They also try to do their best to interpret the law. The law is made by the legislature, the United States House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate, are combined called U.S. Congress. They pass laws, enact laws, federal laws, that the U.S. President signs, and that's how laws are made. Not by judges, not by government lawyers, not by IRS letters, IRS employees in person, or on the phone, or your tax lawyer, or your CPA, or your accountant, or your bookkeeper, or your enrolled agent. None of those guys make law. Don't let them hoodwink you. You're going to show them the law. I feel the law could just show you for yourself. You could repeat this yourself on your own from your personal computer. Let everybody follow the law. Now, there's a part two to this presentation. Part two. In part two, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a little bit more detail about this issue of the 1099. And I'm going to show you how you could be in trouble. These people that 1099 you, these the crypto exchanges and platforms, they will be breaking the law if they 1099 you. Yes. And they can go back to Coinbase and other platform exchanges and say, stop, 1099 me. You are breaking the law and you're breaking my rights by giving false information about me. You're not involved in the trader business. You are not supposed to 1099 me to the IRS that you pay me some taxable gross receipt or something like that. Okay? All right, folks. We're done with the presentation part of tonight's Freedom Hour. So we're going to get a two-second break. Then I'm going to start the question-answer session of this Freedom Hour. Okay, here we are, folks, with the question-answer section of the Field Law School's Freedom Hour on May 21st, 2020 presentation. My name is Payman Motayadi. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. So I just made a presentation on the topic, cryptocurrency, investor, user, platform exchange, why you have to file 1099s, don't file a tax return, none of those things, okay? For more information, you got to contact Freedom Law School, of course, right? In more details about how to make it work to do. Okay, but I'm going to go to your questions. Unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio, which takes our oral questions, is not working tonight. We have to do something on Blog Talk, guys. I'm getting tired of them not working because I want to answer your questions in more detail. So I'm going to go to YouTube and Facebook and other platform online platforms to get your questions answered. Okay, so And so if you go to write a question, try and make it as detailed as possible. And I got a lot of questions before you, so make it as detailed so I can answer questions for you, okay? Let's go to your question. Someone said, do you get my email? No, I didn't. From Sunday. Dave Chapman has a book on the subject. Jeff Saba says, yes. Dave Champion does have a book on this subject. In fact, you want someone bringing me his book? It's a good book he's got. Very good book. In fact, I think Pete Henderson and Dave Champion's book are the two best books on the topic of the income tax. And some of the research that I got was founded upon, here we go, this book, Income Tax, Shining Myths, by Dave Champion. And it's a very good book. I do recommend it. I use it as a reference manual for some of the stuff. But here's the problem with the books. As great as they are, they're not dynamic. Some of the research I'm showing you folks, I've come across, you know, some of it this year. Every week I go research, find more and more and more stuff. Well, you cannot put it in a book. Every time you print a book, you got to print like, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 of them to get out. And it's fixed. Once you find new stuff, you have to throw the old one away and get a new version of the book. Well, you can update a book fast enough. You're going to waste a lot of books. Online here, I can keep giving you more good stuff information. And that's what you want to do, folks, is to go to Field Law School's YouTube channel, folks, which I'm going to show you, okay, a screen. Here it is. Field Law School YouTube channel here. Become a subscriber, folks. These important, informative topics are here, okay? Check out the topic you're more interested in, okay? And do that one. Who is your car filing income tax? Is here. Why did Wesley Snipes and Urban should go to jail? And how you can be free, avoid the same fate? It's here, folks. Okay, I cover all these different things here for you, okay? So take advantage of our YouTube channel. We're on BitChute right now more and more. And we are also on Facebook. And our website, of course, livefreenow.org is our number one source of information for you. What you want to do, folks, in your educational search, go there on the front page to discover the truth about lies and fraud and how to beat the IRS deep state thieves. And you do that by coming down on the right-hand side, fill out this get information below now, because, folks, one of these days YouTube is going to cut us off. I know they're going to censor us like they do other channels. One of these days, we don't want to lose touch with you. You don't want to lose touch with us. So here again, on our email list, we'll be in touch with you even when they censor us, right? So go, you're going to get started below, fill out the information on the right-hand side here, click on this brown button. I will mail you your free information and education package and email you these regular classes about educating you about law, freedom, and your rights for free, folks. No charge to you. We don't spam you. We don't say a list of somebody else, folks. Okay? That's not what I'm here for. We're here to have you be free. And then, folks, you come start right here, education materials. Opening education, bam, that's the first place to start. Income tax reward, educate Congress, how to stop income tax withholding, and more is here. Okay, you want to help? Get quick help here? Go on the top. There it is. Course and packages, click on that, folks. We got a lot of different course and free packages available. From the top of the line, royalty package, that everything's done for you, all the letter writing responses, the IRS is done for you at no extra charge with a flat rate annual membership all the way down to the very foundation course called Level 1 course right here, okay? By the way, the Level 1 course, I got to make this announcement before I forget. This course has been for over 20 years, okay? Only with a money-back guarantee, folks, 90-day money-back guarantee. Has been only $300. It covers all the stuff of these 9 classes. Going up effective June 1st, 2020. After over 20 years of being $300, it's going to go up to $400 plus $20 shipping. So, and now this course is available now, by the way, not just on CDs we'll mail you, but also online from your smartphone or computer. Click here to access the Level 1 course, it says. We'll give you a password to put right here in this area, and you can listen to it in your car, okay, or from your home. So get this course, folks, before the price goes up $100. Your Level 2 course, by the way, is going to go up as well. So these sources are there for you folks to help you, no matter where you are. I don't care if you're poor, on minimum wage, part-time, working at McDonald's, Social Security disability. There's a wealth of free information there for you. I want you to take advantage of, right? On our YouTube channel, our website. On the other hand, you say, no, I want more. I got these courses and free packages very available. You say, look, I want you to do it all for me, Paymon. I get the Royal Fear Package, Simple Fear Package. We can take care of you for you and give you safety and peace of mind to defend you against criminal thieves within the IRS, deep state, and the U.S. Department of Injustice, crooked lawyers. So it's all there available for you. So having said that, let's go to your questions. So yes, Jeff, Dave Champion does have a good book. Someone asked about letter to congressmen, senators. Yes. Well, what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to be putting together letters about these for each of you to write to congressmen about these issues. It just takes time, folks, to do nice letters for every one of you. Write your congressman. Demand that they live by the oath to uphold the Constitution and bring all this management of IRS and Department of Injustice lawyers and judges. So why are you guys violating the laws written by us, the Congress? Who is the one that's doing it? And the House can impeach those guys, accuse them of corruption, of breaking the laws passed by Congress, elected by we the people, and then the Senate will convict them of violating the laws and remove them from office. That is a proper way, because the judges and the bureaucrats do not represent you and me. They don't. We are the government by the judges and the government lawyers of the Department of Injustice. They have become the unelected government of people in America. We have, again, taxation without representation. The only one that represents us in government is the Congress, the elected by the people. And the president directly, but he cannot manage a whole huge bureaucracy. His Congress has helped to get it done. Okay, so I'll put that letter together for you guys coming up, okay? Hang in there. All right, let's see now. Let's some of the comments you guys have, okay? All right, the people are indoctrinated, I know that. Well, what you want to do, August in Juarez, my friend, listen. Your friends are indoctrinated. Show them the links, folks. Show them the links to the video, the presentation I just did on our YouTube channel. Say, hey, watch this. Just watch this. Tell me what you think. Maybe I'm wrong. Gosh, I can't believe this. Can you help me understand? What did I miss? What did I do wrong? Did I get something wrong here? Please help me. Maybe I missed something. If you approach them maybe humbling that way, in a way to have them help you, that will go a long way. Try that approach, okay? Now, does not paying income tax make us bad, immoral people? Of course not. Where does income tax go? Be a lot of the big banks and corporations. These unconstitutional, immoral law wars that murder millions of innocent people, men, women, and children in the Middle East, all over the world. NSA is usually spying on you, knows all your cell phone, smartphone, email list, transactions, website you search, all that they know against you illegally. NSA is doing that. CIA murders Americans. Yes, they do. They become a secret service like KGB. In Soviet Union or Iran, where I came from, the Secret Service, Savak. That's right. CIA is turned inside. They try to get rid of U.S. President Trump. That phony CIA whistleblower. CIA answers to no one except the president, only the president, by law, by the way. They don't have to answer to the Congress if they don't want to. Only the president. And here they're going after the president himself. That's what CIA did. You paying money to the enemy of the American people, to the domestic enemies of the American people in governments. Now that is immoral. You have no legal, constitutional, legal, moral, ethical due to pay money to your enemies who are breaking the law to destroy you and further slay you. No duty at all. You have every right, though, to oppose them, to expose them. Keep your money and use that money to fight them back. And that's what I want you to do. That's what you should do, my friends. Okay? So, of course, let's say, now, something that August says, you know, it makes you a real man if you have corrected your political status. It has nothing to do with political status than the laws. If they come after you, you know, saying I'm a state citizen is not going to be sufficient for the jury to understand. You got to do your homework. That's what Freedom Law School has these tools for you to do, okay? Okay. All right, let's go down some more of your questions. Let's see. You guys are discussing talking about yourselves, I can see. Okay, that's fine. You guys can talk in the book. And David Bynes says, this is a great overview of part of the book, Cracking the Code. David, the book, Cracking the Code, has a lot of good information there too. But, again, I built up what Pete Hickson did, what Dave Champion did. See, I've been at this, folks, since 1992. Before Pete Henningsen got going, before Dave Champion got going, I started before them. So I know all the guys. They all use all of Skinner's book, okay? Yeah, you know, and the tax preparer says non-tax preparer, if you're the defendant, the biggest loophole of all, Urban Schiff's books, they all did that. But, well, you should. You should use other people's good research and build on it. So I build upon their work. But his work book is a great start. Okay. Now, David asked, if filing a 1040, how should one respond to the new yes, no question about cryptocurrency? What yes, no question? Okay. Oh, if you file? Well, David, I just showed you, you don't have to file a tax return at all. The way you handle it is that you don't file a 1040 income tax confession form in the first place, because it doesn't apply to you. That yes, no question applies if you are that individual who is a citizen or a resident of Washington, D.C. Are you from Washington, D.C.? No? Okay, then. Doesn't apply to you. Just don't fill out a 1040 form. Problem solved. Now, and let's see, we got so you guys talking more amongst yourself. Okay. Now, people, Pete Henningsen and Dave Champion, folks, they've been arguing and fighting with each other, so are their supporters. They call each other, oh, Dave Champion is wrong, Pete Henningsen is wrong, I don't do his method. Look, you know, I like them both. Okay, and I like to get along with both of them. Now, you know, we got to stop this attitude and the movement of fighting amongst ourselves, folks. We belong to the same family. So you may have some difference of opinion on very minor stuff. So what? Don't go tear each other down, folks. The founding fathers of America had big differences, like about things like slavery. Yet they came together and fought together against a common enemy, the King of England, the tyrant, the bully. They go picking at each other. So you guys need to stop this stuff of that Pete and Dave started to attack each other. Okay? Dave Champion doesn't even talk to me anymore. I don't know why. Maybe you can't have to talk to me. I don't know why. I haven't said nothing bad. Good, I said good things about him. You know, what is this jealousy stuff we're fighting for, folks? We got to grow up. Okay? And work together. And say good things about each other. Right? We build each other up. And educate each other in a positive tone. Okay? All right, let's see some of the questions we have here. Okay. All right, let's see. You guys are talking among yourselves. Couple of you guys are really talking among yourself, are you? Okay. All right, I don't see much questions here. Okay. Now, this person sent a question to Darlene. Well, folks, it is. Listen, if you send documentation for Freedom Law School Review for you under Freedom Hour, you've got to make sure that you call Thursday to make sure it gets processed property. Darlene's not here today. Okay, and you shouldn't go to Darlene. You should go to the page on our website that everybody sees, including me. I didn't see your letter. And when did you send it? Most people that send documents for me to review for the free hour, they don't even call. Have the document ready, they don't even call. Oh, well, I was too busy. You really want to get the question answered for free? Make sure we have a Thursday call before the Freedom Hour, before 7 p.m. Eastern, before 6 o'clock Eastern when we close. Thursday. Call, make sure the document is there. We have it. It's before me in my studio to go over it for you, okay? For those of you who have never done that, folks, if you want to send documents to Freedom Law School to discuss, all you got at the bottom of every page, contact us at the very bottom center. Click on contact us, and here it is, the page that contact us. You know, he has our address, phone number, office hours, it's all right there. And to email us, fill out information below right there. Okay, and you want to attach a document, attach it right here. Okay, you can attach a document up to 10 pages. You can email of any paper you got. Again, I'll go over it for you for free, but you got to make sure we get it. Don't just assume I got it, okay? Come on, guys. I'm sorry. We're not a big rich corporation with a big staff and paid people to do the little stuff. But you got to do a little work on your own, okay? Okay, we have a question. Can you touch on the American nationalist versus U.S. citizen? It seems to be a hot topic in chat tonight. Oh, yes. I'll be happy to do so, my friends. A very good question that I'd be happy to answer for you. The argument that some people say that they are a U.S. national, they got green colored passports, not the blue passport for U.S. citizens. So that's for that makes them not, you know, part of income tax laws, folks. That's not correct. Okay. Went over this issue. Here's our YouTube channel. Let's scroll down a little bit. I went over this issue specifically. That's why the Freedom Hours are there for you to look at the one that is, you know, applicable to your thing that you're interested in. And here we go. I found it right here. There it is. Are you a sovereign state or U.S. or national citizen? Okay. I'll open that in a new tab. Here it is, folks. This was done, streamed on August 8th, 2019. So go to August 8th, 2019, and I covered the topic, are you a sovereign state or a U.S. citizen or U.S. national, okay? So on that, I covered that whole thing, folks. It only applies to U.S. citizens, those who live or reside, or citizen of D.C. or reside in D.C., or anybody else from across the America or the world who has business in D.C., that's who it applies to. United States means D.C., okay? All right, so let's see. Let's go to another question. If you stop filing 1040, will the IRS throw you to collections and ruin your credit? Great. Another question. That's it. You know, that's a great question, yeah, my friend. I'm glad you asked me. It's a good question. Well, depends. If you don't know about your rights, basics of your rights, like Freedom Law School teaches you, they're going to come in no time. Take your stuff. Filer, file and pay income tax or not, because you don't understand IRS procedures. Okay, Freedom Law School does. Since 1992, I've been studying this stuff, folks. And there's a thing called the due process of law. America's different than other countries. Before they take your stuff, they must give you a proposal of a tax, give you a chance to challenge it in the court system, tax court, court of appeal. Before they try to collect your stuff, they got to give you a letter, give you a chance to ask for a collection due process hearing, which you can go get a hearing before the IRS appeals office. They rule against you. Well, you can take that to U.S. tax court, to court of appeal again. All the stuff, folks, even if you do it not perfect, and even if you lose, with fear of law school, it'll be at least 6 years minimum before the IRS can take even $1 from you. Not even $1. If you do it right, like Freedom Law School teaches you. And I cover this topic also in more detail in one of the recent seminars I've done. Okay? Here it is. Okay. Okay, here we go. And which one is that? Here we go. How do you guarantee the IRS won't instantly steal your money? I did that. That was just a few weeks ago I did this, folks. Here's this one. Freedom Hour was done, streamed live on April 16, 2020. How do you guarantee the IRS won't instantly steal your money? And I explain it here in detail. Watch this presentation, my friend. That's what it's there for, to give your answer in detail for you. Okay? Okay. And, oh, another quick question. Ruin your credit? Guess what? About a year or 2 years ago, all credit reporting agencies made a decision. They will no longer list court judgments or tax liens in the credit reports. None of them do. You guys didn't hear about it. It's a fact. Okay? So no longer so deal the tax liens, whether someone got a judgment against you in the court or the IRS, it will not be reported to the credit reporting agencies. What happens is that there are too many people with the same like David Joneses, okay, Robert Johnson, they got social security numbers mixed up, too many problems, you know, and they had people complain and went after credit reporting agencies and sued them. That credit reporting agency said, you know what, we don't need the hassle, forget it. Now, so it will not affect your credit anymore, your ability to borrow money from the bank or anybody else or get a job because of your credit report will not be affected anymore because of any IRS liens, file or non-file. Okay. Let's see. Some businesses are refusing cash, Robert says. Okay. Okay. So they lose your business. Okay. Go somebody else. Okay. You know, that's the thing that you should do. But don't worry, this coronavirus hoax will be over, Rogers. Just hang in there. Okay. Okay. So let's see. Okay. So, yeah, the gentleman who couldn't confirm that I received the document from broadcast, I know wasn't here for the broadcast because I was given a document to go over with you tonight. I know. That's what it is. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry about that. Okay. All right, folks. So this is the end of the question-answer session. Next week, I'll be back with part two and some more about this. But, folks, let me tell you this. If I say goodbye to y'all, educate yourself. Everything you put in here will put results for you. It might take time, but listen to our presentation on the Freedom Hour on our YouTube channel. Go through the pages of livefreenow.org, our website. Take a little time. Educate yourself. I did. I've been under criminal investigation since 1993 by the IRS. Multiple, continuously, even up to today, on all kind of parallel investigations. 11 years ago, they told me they had about 10,000 pages on me. 10,000. After a year and a half of censoring what they're going to give me because they want to use it against them, they gave me 1,000 pages. Okay? So, I haven't filed income tax for 30 years now. I'm free. Talking about it publicly. It's all First Amendment. Free speech, association, assembly, redress agreements to Congress. You have the same rights as I do. You can be confident and not be afraid of these guys like me and be free. Keep all your money that's yours. Help your friends, family members, folks. Share with them. Become a subscriber to our YouTube channel. Get on our email list. And, folks, at the end, it's up to you. Right here. If you let love of truth be your guide, you'll be free. If you let the fear that they put against you, the false evidence appear, appearing real. That's what fear is. False evidence, deception. If you let that control you, you'll be a slave. You've taken the first steps to be free. But listen to this broadcast. Continue your quest for freedom, and you will be free. And folks, I hope you join hands with Freedom Law School. Okay? And remember, folks, when you go to our YouTube channel, subscribe and hit the ring, the bell button, so it'll remind you when the Freedom Hours come up every week, once a week, or other special ones I do from time to time. Be sure to ring the bell so you'll know about it. Tell your friends about it, because not only you can be free, so we can everybody be free by working together as free Americans. Thank you. I'll be back with you again next Thursday night. Good evening.